This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Coming up next, Opera Box.
Support comes from the Boulder Seniors Foundation, a nonprofit organization working with older adult services for the city of Boulder, sponsoring programs for senior citizens and providing grants to help local seniors remain in their homes. Donations and information may be found at boulderseniorsfoundation.org.
Good evening and welcome to Opera Box. My name's Gary McBride. I'll be with you for the next hour. This evening, we're celebrating the operatic, vocal, and choral works of the Danish composer Peter Arnold Heise. Peter Heise was born in 1830 and lived until 1879. Here's a little bit about Heise. His parents tried to press him into becoming a lawyer, but he did so well at music at school that he changed direction. He began writing songs at the age of 19, and as a young man, he collected several hundred folk songs directly from ordinary people. He used these tunes in his choral music, including the collection Sleeping Beauty and Bergliot, a Danish historical romance. We'll be hearing sections from both of those works, and his most famous work, the opera Drot og Marsk, King and Marshal, considered by many to be the finest opera in the Danish language. A brand new recording of this entire opera dropped just 3 weeks ago, and I'm delighted to be featuring six selections from that new recording on this program tonight. Let's listen now to the opening movement of a historical Danish romance called Bergliot by Peter Arnold Heise. The voice of Marianne Rorholm, accompanied by the Helsingborg Symphony Orchestra, Franz Rasmussen conducting the first section of Bergliot by Peter Arnold Heise. We're celebrating the works of this Danish composer on this evening's Opera Box on KGNU. Now let's get to the 2021 recording of his most famous opera, Drot og Marsk. It's based on an actual king of Denmark. We're not talking about Hamlet. This is King Erik Klipping, and he reigned in the year 1286. It's the story of his murder, and to present this dramatic episode from Danish history, a power play rooted in love, jealousy, and honor, Heise composed gripping music with a razor-sharp dramatic sense and great lyrical beauty. You'll hear what I'm talking about. It has a libretto by Christian Richardt and had its premiere at the Royal Danish Theatre in Copenhagen in 1878. Let me give you the basics of the story. King Eric is a notorious womanizer, and he seduces Ingeborg, who is the wife of his field marshal, Stieg, and by the end of the story pays the ultimate price. Stieg murders the king. Ingeborg commits suicide. The opera starts with beekeeper Åsa in the fields of the Jutland Peninsula gathering honey. We hear hunting horns in the distance, and she is met by her boyfriend, Rana Jonsson, and eventually King Eric himself arrives. Rana exits, and the king seduces Åsa. We'll hear the Royal Danish Orchestra, Michael Schoenvandt, conducting the overture and opening four scenes of Drot og Marsk by Peter Arnold Heise.
Thank you. lange wusst ihm Kongel lieben, Ella will tut die Hellere, so sie aus mein Wenn. Ich weiß, es kalt und tanze, ich so will aber, so blank, so viele Sorge, deinen Kopf verwildert in der Schaue, setz dir vor Mannen.
We heard the voices of Sophie Elkjær Jensen as Åsa, Gert Henning Jensen as Rana Jonsson, and Peter Lodahl as King Eric. You're listening to Opera Box on KGNU, more music by Peter Arnold Heise. Now, we can't play the entire opera for you this evening, but I've chosen a few selections from the fourth act, the final scene of the opera, when the king's body is discovered by villagers alerted by bells from the local church. The opera ends with a choral requiem for the king. Åsa sings a beautiful soprano descant. We'll hear again the Royal Danish Orchestra, Michael Schwonband conducting, two final scenes from Act 4 of Drot og Marsk by Peter Arnold Heise.
Thank you.
We heard the voices of Sophie Elkjær Jensen, Johan Reuter, Gert Henning Jensen, and Peter Lodahl, the Royal Opera Chorus, the Royal Danish Orchestra, all conducted by Michael Schoenfand. The final scenes from Drot og Marsk, King and Marshal, by Peter Arnold Heise. You're listening to Opera Box on KGNU. More music of Peter Arnold Heise. Here's a suite of four pieces called Spring and Summer. Musical settings of poems by Ludwig Becher, Christian Rickard, and Christian Winter. We will hear In Spring, The Wild Rosebush, Summer Song, and Summer Gaiety. Music by Peter Arnold Heise.
Thank you.
The voices of Milena Nordtrop, Astrid Kostensen Navarro Alonso, Ulla Munch, Torsten Nielsen, and Amelie Malling singing Spring and Summer by Peter Arnold Heise. You're listening to Opera Box on KGNU. Now, the final work of Peter Arnold Heise this evening. We're going to hear the opening section from Tornarosa, or Sleeping Beauty. I think you all know the story.
Thank you.
That was the introduction to Torna Rosa or Sleeping Beauty by Peter Arnold Heise. We heard the voices of Michael Christensen, Stephen Milling, Hella Charlotte Peterson, the Canzone Choir, the Helsingborg Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Franz Rasmussen. I hope you've enjoyed this small sampling of Danish music this evening. And if you're interested and you like what you hear, there are more and more recordings now of Peter Arnold Heise's music, and I hope you can seek it out. That's it for Opera Box. I'm Gary McBride. Please join us every Monday from 7 to 8 for more opera and vocal and choral music right here on KGNU. Coming up next, it's a Classic Monday.
The time right now is 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Up next, it's a Classic Monday. Thank you for joining us tonight for a Classic Monday on KGNU, your community radio for the Front Range and beyond. I am Iris Berkeley. I want to thank you for tuning in, and I want to thank Gary McBride for yet another wonderful edition of the Opera Box, starting off our Monday classical music lineup. We open tonight's show with a selection from a 2020 release showcasing the trombone called The Voices of Air. The primary performer on that album is Jody Davis, and she was joined in the work that we heard by Devin Bennett and Daniel Marion. That was the first of composer Raymond Primrose's two pieces for three trombones. Next, we will hear a work created by American composer John Adams in 1987 in parallel to his option opera, Nixon in China. And if you're curious about that, KGNU's The Opera Box featured the full opera over several installments late last year. You can find those in archive at afterfm.com. This piece, however, isn't really musically related to the opera at all. Both the style and the instrumentation are fairly different, but they are both pure John Adams, as you will hear. It is in a single movement, and this particular recording we'll hear tonight on a Classic Monday features Edo Duvart directing the San Francisco Orchestra. The time is 8:04 p.m. ¶¶
Thank you.